Well, we've made it to the final night. This is our final fling, and you can hear the audience here in the Festival Club. I think you can hear as well that there's something rather special standing on stage beside me. This is the very heart of the Roots Music Extravaganza that takes over the city at the beginning of each year, Celtic Connections. World on Three has been in residence all this week at the late night sessions. Artists and audiences coming here after the main gigs of the evening, chilling out, catching some music in a little more intimate atmosphere. But as you can hear, it doesn't mean that the audiences are any more sedate, and certainly not on this final Friday of the festival. As you're going to hear again, as they welcome the first guests of the evening, gloriously feisty theatricality all the way from New Orleans. Please welcome Michelle Lake and the Little Big Horns.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Woke up this morning when chickens was crowing for day. And on the right side of my pillow, my man had gone away. By his pillow, he left a note reading, I'm sorry, Jane, you've got my gold. No time to marry, no time to settle down. I'm a young woman, I ain't done running around. I'm a young woman and I ain't done running around. Some people call me a hobo, some call me a bum, no.
That's absolutely fantastic. Oh, she's so nice. I like her. You can share mine. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. No, you just stay there.
All part of the
you can't stop her. You suit Glasgow very well, I can tell. This is
6 hours.
New Orleans right. Just oozing out of the stage. But actually, I think Glasgow suits you more than a little well, because I was seeing you brandishing a little book earlier on. Tell us what actually really makes you deserve to be here.
Well, my grandmother researched our lineage way back to the MacGregor clan. So I saw this little booklet in the gift shop over there, so I bought it, and I plan on learning a little bit about my rebel blood.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do know that they're outlaws, but I kind of think that suits you too.
Well, a bit, you know, a bit.
Now, you've also given us something that I honestly can say we've never, ever had on World on 3 before, and that's dancing on the radio.
Yeah, dancing on the radio. Hey, everybody! Everybody out there in radio land and listening on the internet, could you hear how awesome they were?
Not only that, but a bit racy for this time of night as well. On Radio 3, they're quite proper there. We're really glad to have you over here. We are going to become more familiar with Miss Shea and the Bighorns, Little Bighorns, aren't we?
I certainly hope so. And I hope to become more familiar with y'all as well.
Well, let's have a little more familiarity from the lovely Miss Michelle Lake and some more from their phenomenal. And what would a New Orleans band be without a sousaphonist? Let's hear it for the Little Bighorns once again.
Thanks, y'all. Here's one that the sousaphonist Jason Jerzak wrote himself. It's also the title track to our CD, which we brought plenty of copies of. It's called Lucky Devil.
Mm-hmm.
to be that lucky devil that gets to burn with you. That's true. I like to burn with you. Traditional song, a spiritual song. It's called Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down. It's been passed down through the ages, and you're about to hear the latest version. Thank you. said he'll pay your kingdom down. The preacher said he'll pay your kingdom down. You've been ruling your evil, but this town, Satan, your kingdom must come down.
We're in for such a good night on this final night of World on 3 at Celtic Connections. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy. Joining me tonight as well will be one of the West Coast's finest dance bands, and they have a little something special lined up for you as well. Let me tell you, I've just seen them. But they'll also have the place jumping. Well, it's jumping already after that fantastic set from Mashiach on the horns. We'll also have some very fine songwriting from Mary Gauthier. Oh, you stage hoggers, you. And we'll also have Shetland Fiddle from Kevin Henderson. But first, as you can hear, our band leaving the stage there, milking the applause. We are going to go back to earlier on in the festival, and I did promise some more highlights from this wonderful concert that Orchestra Baobab gave us at the Old Fruit Market. And here is a first installment.
Azujit ma,
Jitma,
Orchestra Baobab playing earlier on at Celtic Connections, and more from that gig a wee bit later on. But next, more live music from the late night sessions here at Glasgow's Royal Concert Hall. He's a fiddler from Shetland and a member of two of Scotland's fiddle big bands, Session A9 and Fiddler's Bid, and loads of other strings to his bow. But the tail end of last year saw the release of a beautiful solo album, Finns a Land Again. And here tonight with some of the traditional old tunes that drew him into the recording studio, please welcome Kevin Henderson. Well, you looked up at me as I was announcing that album title, so I take it that my Shetland accent's really poor.
Absolutely perfect.
Whoa.
Nobody understands the Shetland dialect anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But there is a purpose to this, the title. Tell us, first of all, what it means.
Well, it means to arrive back home. I think it comes from the time when a lot of the Shetland men went to sea, and when they saw Shetland, they used to say, "Finn the land again."
Oh. And there's an element of this, really, about this album as well, because you travel all around the world, you're playing with these big bands, and it's a big thrash festival sound. It's great crack. Dodgy lads, you know, we're having a great time. But all of a sudden, Kevin Henderson produces this beautiful, restrained, delicate, lovely album of the old tunes. Where did that Kevin come from?
Well, I just fancied going back to the old tunes, because, like you say, I get to play all this more modern stuff with some of the bands I'm in. And I just find the old Shetland tunes is the music I'm going back to more and more, and I like playing them more and more now.
And if
I'm just getting old.
Of course, as well, if you've ever had a chance to go up to Shetland, you can't but realise that you're in you're no longer in Scotland, you're in Shetland, and they are Norse and have as much connection with the other side of the North Sea as they have with the other side of the Pentland Firth. And that goes for this music as well, because you've been joined by a very special musician this evening.
Yeah, it's actually one of my favourite musicians, Mattias Perez from Sweden, and I was lucky enough to have him on the album. He's a fantastic musician.
And in fact, you're leaving us all together because you're about to set up for good, not in Sweden, but in Norway.
Yeah, I've been spending a lot of time in Norway, and I'm going to move there permanently.
Does it feel like home for a Viking like yourself?
A little bit, but the drink's too expensive.
Well, I'm not saying anything about the bar prices tonight, but I know that we do have the great music. So once again, would you please welcome Kevin Henderson and Mattias Perez.
How are you all doing? We're going to play some traditional Shetland tunes for you, and the first is a bridal march from the island of Unst. Has many of you here been to Shetland before? That's definitely the best response I've ever had for that. So this is a bridal march from the island of Unst, and then we'll play two tunes I got from one of my favourite Shetland fiddle players, the late Lel Robertson from the island of Yell in the north of Shetland. And this is tunes that was played for the dance that used to be done there called the Fula Reel. So this is a couple of tunes called the Fula Reel and another one called Tilly Plump. That's Shetland dialect for something even I don't understand. Thank you. Thanks very much. We're going to carry on with a traditional set of Shetland jigs. And we don't have many jigs in the Shetland tradition. It's mostly reels. So we're going to play basically all of them in one set. And this first tune comes from the island of Fula, which is a very small island on the west side of Shetland. A beautiful place, and it's called the Fields of Fula. And then we'll play a tune that comes from the Traui tradition we have. It's just the little people that live under the ground in Shetland, who's the first cousin of the Norwegian troll, but they're much smaller and uglier and smellier and fatter than the troll. But they're very fond of fiddle music, and this is a tune that comes from the Trous called Gester's Dream. And then we'll finish up with a tune from the island of Unst, which is the most northerly part of Shetland, and that's called the Brig. Did you get all that?
Yes.
Good. Did you understand me okay? That's good, because I have trouble understanding myself most of the time. Thank you. Thanks very much. We're going to play one more for you. We're going to play a traditional Swedish waltz. I met Matthias over in Sweden about 6 years ago. We were lucky enough to work on this folk music camp for young people from all over the world. And there was five leaders there, four Swedes, and I was the only guy there that had English as the first language. And I was the only leader they didn't understand. So that was good. But this is a beautiful tune from the Hälsingland area in Sweden. I love Swedish music and Hälsingland music in particular. So here's a waltz called Hals Lilla Valt. And enjoy the rest of the evening.
Absolutely beautiful stuff. Kevin Henderson and Matthias Perez. I think there's some Shetlanders in the house tonight. Kevin, thank you so much once again. And that album, Findeland Again, is absolutely beautiful. You should check it out. You're listening to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, at the final Friday of Celtic Connections in Glasgow, and there's all sorts of things going on backstage here. It's getting really interesting, and we're right in the middle of things, as you can hear, I hope, at the late night sessions at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, where the music will be going on well beyond 12:30 and Radio 3's bedtime for World on 3. The music is going to be going on till 3 in the morning. And probably a good bit beyond. But next we are going to welcome up to the stage a frequent visitor to this side of the Atlantic, and somebody who has gained a fantastic following for her wonderful songs. And she's joined tonight by Tanya Elizabeth, a former member of the Ducks, who have also visited the festival in past years. She'll be accompanying on fiddle. But we have joining us just on stage just now, would you please welcome one of the festival's doyens and another New Orleans native, Mary Gaucher. Now, I know that there's not much plugging in to be done, but everything is it's done on a knife edge here as we change round huge big bands to single artists and back up again. And sometimes it can get a bit interesting, like last night. We now all know what the French for "I cannot hear my banjo" is. N'est pas du banjo has been my Facebook status all day. But I don't think we're going to have anything of that, and certainly not with Mary, who I think is now happily plugged in and set up. Mary, it's lovely to have you here at the festival.
It's great to be here, but I can't hear my banjo.
Ah, yes, but I think you have something rather special lined up for us. I'm not going to give it away, but there's been negotiations going on backstage. Mary, I know that you're a New Orleans native, but really, you're a Nashville girl, really, as far as music goes.
Well, yeah, I'm a songwriter with emphasis on the lyrics most of the time. And I've been in Nashville since 2001. And I'm talking to you, but I know I have people out there, so I'm going to have to look back and forth. So I've been in Nashville since 2001, and I really love it. There's 30,000 or more songwriters there. And no matter how good I get, there's going to be a whole lot of people a whole lot better than me, and it keeps me on my toes.
Now, you've referred to a lot of the singers that inspire you as truth tellers. How important is it to you that people give away a little bit of themselves in the songs that they write and they share with people?
Well, that's what I like. You know, that's what I'm drawn to. Is I like Tears in the Beers country songs, and I like people to tell me a little bit about myself that I didn't know before I heard the song. So oftentimes it's about the lyrics.
The other thing is, I read that you ran a restaurant for a while, and I have this thing that musicians are also foodies. Why is it that these two things go hand in hand so often, do you think?
What better way is there to express love? Food and music, right?
Well, we'll let you satisfy at least one of these appetites this evening and get on with the music. Once again, Tanya Elizabeth and Mary Gaucher.
How you doing over there? Something's not working? There it is. Can you hear your banjo? Good to go?
Good to go.
All right. Thanks, Ian. It's only live radio. Dead air is not. All right. Well, we build ourselves as Louisiana people, so we're going to play a Louisiana song. This is called Burning the Sugar Cane. Right about Christmas time every year, the sugar cane in South Louisiana is ready to go. It's an important crop down there. 30% of the sugar consumed in the United States of America is grown in the form of sugar cane in South Louisiana. That's why we're so fat, too. Here we go, ready? They burn that cane down to get the cheapest way to market, and the smoke and the soot and the ash can create a little bit of a mess when there's that much fire going on. So this is a bit of a protest song. Ready? My mama says she don't give a damn what those people say. Cane smoke can't be good for you when you breathe it in every day. Every year at harvest time, when the black smoke filled the sky, she'd pick me up, she'd take me home, make me stay inside. Tippadoe to Raceland, they got fire in the fields, all the way up the bayou from Lafourche to Iberville. Dirty air, dirty laundry, dirty money, dirty rain, a dirty dark at daybreak, burning sugar cane. Christmas on the bayou, midnight's coming on. Driving past the sugar mill, all the lights are on. The parking lot is full of trucks, you can see the furnace glow. Everybody's working overtime, it's a good job, even down to Raceland, they got fire in the fields, all the way up the bayou from Lafourche to Iberville. Dirty air, dirty laundry, dirty money, dirty rain, a dirty dark at daybreak, burning sugar cane. Came the sugar cane, then came Tippadoe. Cane sugar built this town, cane sugar paved the roads. They burned the leaves to harvest cash, money for the company. Money makes the world go round. Dirty air, dirty laundry, dirty money, dirty rain, a dirty dark at daybreak, burning, they're burning. So tonight you fall in like a dark, deadly snow. The air is full of poison to the Gulf of Mexico.
So we're doing two or three, and they go.
That's fine.
Well, he'd get home at 5:30.
fix his drink and sit down in his chair. Pick a fight with mama, complain about us kids getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke. I'd see his frown behind his lighter's flame. Now that same frown's in my mirror. I've got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry, old men sit and think. We travel around the world a lot, and there's not many nights where we run into a tuba player hanging around. And we just couldn't resist the temptation to borrow Jason here. Jason Jerzak. You know, New Orleans is the only place in the world that I know of where you can walk around at 3 in the morning and stumble into an all-tuba orchestra on the street. It's an amazing city. If you haven't been there, you gotta see it before you die. This is a bit of a jazz funeral combined with the Book of Ezekiel married to Johnny Cash. The parade of souls marches across the sky. By While the All-Stars play, when the Saints go marching in, till the second line forms, they wave white hankies in the wind. Now Satchmo takes his solo, flashes that million-dollar smile. Marie Laveau promenades with Oscar Wilde. Big Funky Stella twirls a little red umbrella to the beat. As the soul parade winds its way down Eternity Street. Souls ain't born, so don't. Soul ain't made of earth, ain't made of water, ain't made of sky. Ride the flaming circle, wind the golden rim. Roll on, brother, in the wheel inside the world. Mardi Gras Indians dance in the streets at sundown. Spy boy meets spy boy, big chief meets big chief uptown. Yeah, they circle and sway in rainbow colored feathers and bees. They prance like peacocks, children of slavery free. Souls ain't born, so don't die. Soul ain't made of earth, ain't made of water, ain't made of sky. Ride the flaming circle, wind the golden reel. Roll on, brother, in the wheel inside the way. Crossbones parades into the sun. They walk through the fire, come out beating drums. While the French Quarter queens in high heel drag disguise, they sing over the rainbow till Judy Garland quivers and sighs. Souls ain't born, so don't die. Soul ain't made of earth, ain't made of water, ain't made of sky. Ride the flaming circle, wind the golden reel. Roll on, brother, in the wheel inside the wheel. Tanya Elizabeth. Lucky PLs. They're having a party tonight. All the girls will be angel back. Souls ain't born, how could they die? Ride the flaming circle, wind the golden reel. Roll on, brother, in the wheel inside the whale. Y'all want to help us with that? Roll on, brother, in the wheel inside the whale. Come on, Glasgow, it's Friday night. Roll on, brother, in the wheel inside the whale. One more time. Roll on, brother, in the wheel inside the well. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely fabulous stuff. I think for tonight, Sophie Hall Street has become Bourbon Street as New Orleans takes over. Thanks again to Mary Gaucher, Tanya Elizabeth, and once again, the little, very big horn of Jason Jarzak. You're listening to the live late night sessions with me, Marianne Kennedy, and World on Three at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. And our final guests fit the late Friday night bill perfectly. Total West Coast entertainment and a little something extra coming from Skippinish. But first of all, one more extract from one of the highlight gigs of this year's festival. This is Orchestra Baobab at the Fruit Market.
Yeah. Somebody,
That was Orchestra Baobab in absolutely fantastic form at the Old Fruit Market back at the beginning of Celtic Connections. You're with us here on World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, at the late night sessions in the final weekend of the festival. And remember, you can also check out the BBC's special Celtic Connections website. There's loads of stuff there, concert reviews, more concert highlights, sessions, reviews, just loads of stuff. You can check it out by going to the BBC website and following the links from there. Now, the final act on World on Three tonight is a band who started out life as a college duo, and they've grown over the past decade to become one of the most entrepreneurial teams in traditional music, as well as being one of the finest dance bands in Scotland. And I have to tell you, there are very few things more guaranteed to raise the temperature of a West Coast lass than the sight of a fine young man in boiler suit and fishing wellies. And I'm on stage with eight. Would you please welcome Skippinish? Angus McPhail, you shouldn't have. Not just for me.
Well, it was just for you. What more? We couldn't think of anything else to do to get you more excited than wearing wellies and boiler suits.
So. Now, I know that yourself and Andrew Stevenson, the other original member of Skippinish, you did start out life as folks working on the land and working on the sea. So the fishing wellies aren't really that far out of line.
Well, in Andrew's case, working's kind of debatable, but well, there was an attempt at work anyway. But yes, when myself and Andrew got together, Andrew was a ghillie on the hill stalking deer and shooting things and doing all that kind of stuff, and I was a fisherman.
And since then, you went through college. You weren't one of the students that had to go and wait tables. You went out and played wedding band music at the weekends. You were the ones that were never broke.
Well, we got gigs all over the place. We did weddings, festivals, places all over the West Coast and further afield. So we got about when we were that age.
And the business thing must have really bit you then, because not only is this a dance band, it's also sea tours, it's also a couple of ceilidh venues, it's even a whiskey. Where is Skippinish going to stop?
Well, it depends what happens with me and you tonight.
Woohoo!
But unfortunately, my wife's in the audience, and your husband's in the audience as well. So I'll need to be a foursome.
Nicola, come and deal with him. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your typical man from Tyree. And very fine it is, too, as a half-Jiddish joch. But anyway, it's great to have you with us here. It's an extended lineup tonight. This is great.
Yes, recently we've kind of consolidated the lineup a bit more. We're now playing with a kind of solid five-piece lineup, and just for kind of big gigs like tonight, we've got a few extra members. So we've got Alan Henderson joining us as an extra special guest, and also Duncan Nicholson as well. So they're the two added extras for tonight.
Well, I shall escape to safety, frankly, and I shall leave you in the tender care of Skippinish.
Set of tunes here. The first one was a 6-8 march called March Hall Crescent, then a reel called Fiona MacLeod, then the Cockerel and the Creel, and finishing off with Alistair Fraser's Welcome to Cape Breton. We're going to carry on now with a Gaelic song, a seafaring song called Oran y Ceora, which means the song of the Ceora being the name of a merchant ship. And a singer, the newest member of the band over on the right-hand side of the stage, is going to lead off all the way from Tirlundy, north of Fort William. Give a big, big round of applause to Mr. Robert Robertson.
Nerechai, Shinyar, part den Schnee des Küchen gallen lang. Chana Küchen ich erteil, San van Bossen ehren dran. Who can skip her in yen partu, Lekel aske chrop is bahal, Peter pilot horse der partinch, Sein ich allog schies an kleid. Nur heal die macher glas du, Ege sahen je getrag, Für die Kuss erfeden hasin, Skakschen beanach kek gachatsch. Lekschen sari lehna jabu, Pag brad noch krag lach, Sket budulich Peter Schaller, Seine kajode harscht gesal. Schittake feiraham bachte Tschende bejaren andre chue, Skete vai kajet krante, Smaen ave dien kuen. Dalle nullen schiachen borben, Van kajal ave sicho blue, Skete dienst je valig loes, Sjotsch na bejar, chadrak an kloi.
Bunch you all are, great stuff. And the clapping in the first set of tunes was superb, and we're now going to play another wee set of lively tunes, so we need lots of clapping, stamping, go mad, throw the chairs in the air. And we're going to have a wee set of jigs now, with Maureen's Jig, the first one, followed by Jordy McIntosh, and then finishing off with a tune by the late, great Gordon Duncan called the famous Baravan. So lots of stamping, lots of clapping, lots of noise. Are we all ready, boys? We'll be right back.
explain, the boiler should carry on. We're playing a concert upstairs in the Strathclyde Suite earlier on, and we're all dressed in skippinish T-shirts and jeans, looking reasonably smart. But then at the break, we had T-shirts and hoodies and CDs for sale, and we sold half of the T-shirts that we were wearing. So in order that we didn't come on stage half naked, we had to put boiler suits on.
Times are very, very hard.
Young Robert there, there was a big row of young girls in the front day, row of the concert upstairs, and they were getting very, very excited at the prospect that Robert didn't have any clothes on underneath the boiler suit. Anyway, we're going to crack on with a set of tunes now. And, Robert's got some Mickey Mouse pants on. So we're going to crack on with a set of tunes now. A 2-4 march called Miss Elspeth Campbell. Then a 6-8 march called The Maids of Kintail. Then a Staspey, a Gaelic song tune called Callum Crubach. It means... Callum Crubach, Callum with a limp. And then we're going to finish off with a reel called Major David Manson. And lots of clapping again. And if you hear the rhythm of the music changing, if we go from a Staspey into a reel, it's a good time to scream. We like to encourage screaming. Can we have a wee rehearsal of a scream after three? 1, 2, 3. My God, you're lively tonight, eh? Right, okay, so this is a set of pipe tunes, and we need lots of clapping, stamping, and now screaming. So here we go.
Thank you.
much, folks. I'll say again, you're fantastic screamers. Good stuff. Right, we're going to now welcome onto the stage, joining us on piano and some backing vocals, my main partner in crime, Andrew, here. It's his wife and my mother-in-law.
Sister-in-law, actually.
So Rich is going to join us on the keys. We're going to do a Ron Rigg song now, and it's called Going Home, and it's got a very, very easy chorus that you'll pick up in no time. So please join in the chorus. It's kind of self-explanatory when the chorus starts, so just join in. Mr. Robertson, are you ready? Miss Rachel?
Oh, this is my big moment. Are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
In the distance, the day was dawning. Comes to me the early morning. Something tells me that I'm going home. The brand new sun was shining bright from the darkness, fields of light. Something tells me that I'm going home. Going home, where the summer's coming in, and the moonlight on the river shows me where I've been. Soft rain is gently falling, light across the city morning. Get the feeling that I'm going home. Across the moorlands, past the mountains, o'er the rivers, beside the new streams, something tells me that I'm going home. Going home, where the summer's coming in, and the moonlight on the river shows me where I've been. Soft it is gently falling, light across the city morning. I get the feeling that I'm going be there. Something tells me that I'm going home. Now the skylines reach my eyes, the ridge stands out on highland skies. I just can't believe I'm going home. Go. Stands out on highland skies. I just can't believe I'm going home.
Thanks a lot, Robert Robertson there and Skippinish. And well, there's absolutely no sign of going home yet here at the late night sessions at Celtic Connections. Thanks to all our guests tonight and to the BBC crews and Celtic Connections teams for a great job through our residency here at the festival. I'm Mary-Anne Kennedy. I'm a bit out of breath because I've been teaching Mishia and Amy, her dancer, the steps to the Scottish here, and I'm going to go right back to that as I leave you with Skippinish to party on to the end of World on Three, and I'm quite sure for a good while yet. Good night!
Skippinish there, still going strong at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. That World on Three broadcast came live from the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow, and it was introduced by Mary-Anne Kennedy. And there's more from Celtic Connections on World on Three next week, when Lopa Kotari will be introducing highlights from the concert by the American acoustic band The Punch Brothers. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio online. It's 1 o'clock.